Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My main destroy la pantera. La pantera. La pantera. No. Pantera.
La pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I managed one guy, I almost start crying, Aaron Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me, blame Kenny and Rick, they signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Ozzie Guillen. We should let you know the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos. With locations in New Buffalo and South Bend, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ozzie, finally, a great night for you. Finally, the White Sox break out a little bit. Good to see them actually beat Detroit yesterday night. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. This is a kind of weird ball club. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, they cannot score one run in a couple games, but all of a sudden, they score 15, 8, 10, another one. You know, it's just kind of like, you know what I mean? They're inconsistent at the plate. It's nice to see those guys start swinging the ball like this. Even we still continue to have a couple guys struggle. You know what I mean? The days Vargas playing, I think Medrat is just wow. And you know what? I'm not like to fall in love with players because obviously I know how this game is. We like one guy 1 week and next week disappear, and we've seen him before. But this kid, man, they can bring so many great things to the field. Right now is the best player the White Sox have. Well, you know me, obviously Vargas swing the ball very well, but this kid can do a lot of things on the field. It's nice to see something very positive in this group.
Do you like where they're using him in the batting order? Does that make sense because of his very disciplined eye? And do you think that he is your future at shortstop because he has played second base as well? And I just wonder what you think about him moving forward.
I wish pretty soon they can find either a good shortstop, a good second baseman. You know what I mean? They can keep this kid in just one position. But the way he plays shortstop, guys, you know what I mean? I never thought he would be a shortstop. Like, well, why not keep this guy in second base? But the way he had been playing shortstop, he's just a baseball player. You got to his baseball IQ is off the chart. He's had him pretty good shortstop, very steady, make the nice plays, make the routine plays. So many great things this man brings to the table, but let me know. You know, in the top line, you can lead off him, batting second. At the batting second, this kid can handle the bat very well, very well. You know, I mean, you got to move the guy over, he do it. You know how to play the game. He's the type of team player you need. This kid can handle baseball very well.
Did you get a chance? I know you said the other night you're going to try to talk to Luis Robert Jr. after that terrible series in Baltimore. He went 0-for-10 with 7 strikeouts, and then you come home and he plays, but the whole team was pretty awful. Did you get a chance to talk to him at all? And what do you think about the 2-day pause they're taking with him now?
Well, I couldn't, because those guys, I don't know, they hit like by like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I ain't showing up for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I don't want to waste my time asking. You know what I mean? I do, because I want to talk to him as a personal, like friend type of friend conversation. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, wonder what's going on. Wonder what is this mindset. All the little thing I can help, because when it comes from the coach, he might not help. When it comes from the manager, it might not help. But when you come for a friend and, be honest friend, try to get what he had on, I will talk to him. But I got to have a chance to see him yet. But it seems like it's confused. It seems like he's a space out. It seems like he lost his conference. You know what I mean? So many things when you go to the plate. It's just, I tell you what, it's sad. I didn't even see a guy like that in a long time. I see a lot of that guy slumping. I see a lot of guys, trying every day, seeing the child. You know, I remember Rowdy Ventura, his first 40 game, could get a hit. And all this, but his working habit, his play appearance, it was the same one. He just couldn't get a hit. But, no chin, but it seems Pantera is like a, I think he gets in the wrong pitch. He's late for the fastball. He's just anxious with the breaking ball because those guys don't strike. The first thing they got to tell him is, hey, you try to get back early in the season. You know, I see him, but you was walking. You was throwing a lot of strike, and hopefully that can help him. But right now, hopefully that what they're doing to him click for him. I hope he understands that, because so many information sometimes not that good. Hopefully the information they're going to give him and stick with him, because, when you're a Latin player, they say, do this. They're going to show you doing it, and it worked. Oh, my God, I changed. But all of a sudden, you 0-for-4, you start put doubts in your mind, say, no, that thing don't work for me. And that's why they have to be careful about confusing him or do something he's not comfortable with.
Talking with Ozzie Guillen, who, along with the Ozzie Guillen Foundation, will partner with Rincon Family Services for Returning for a Cause, a second annual golf fundraiser, July 15th, four-person scramble, Cog Hill Golf and Country Club and in Lamont. So I think that's a great event coming up, Oz. Let's continue this conversation, though, about Luis Robert Jr. Why do you think the Sox announced the fact that they will basically give him a couple days, almost like a mental health break, to fix his swing or to fix his approach to the plate? Would you have announced that? And how effective do you think this time off could be?
Well, hopefully it worked for him. You know what I mean? The way people treat baseball players now is kind of different. But I don't say anything. He's not playing white because it's a struggle. I want to get a mental break. I'm not going to say, he was working with this today. He was doing this, but we're not going to put pressure on himself to try to do that. Well, the only place you're going to see find out if that work or not is playing. You know, you can see it with Vargas early in the season. Like, it's something clicked with him. It was playing the same day. I mean, but I think I think the break is more mental than what it was working through it. The idea is good to give this kid a mental break. But and another thing, I disagree. I'm like, hey, he's not playing because of the struggle. We're going to give him a couple of days off to stay away from the field. But not like, okay, we're going to do this because he's working on something. You know what I mean? Yes,
right.
That's the way people do stuff now. But the only way they find out if Pantera going to be good, he's playing. And I hope, I'm a big fan of this, big, huge fan. Not because he's talent, not. He's just not because I know who he is. I know, how he feels. You see on the field, a lot of times when I saw him, get a, strike out, he feel like he don't care. I want to kill him. I'm like, come on. You lucky you're not the manager. I will fight with you or whatever it is. I will. I was like, he's like, what's going on here? But, hey, a lot of people have been made different way, think different way. But I do care. I do care. And besides that, I'm hopefully come out very good because besides helping the White Sox to score some runs, I think help themselves, I think is more important.
I hear you. I watch you guys all the time, and I know that we've talked even on this show about how with runners in scoring position, there were so many opportunities. And if you just had a couple of those, maybe things would be totally different in terms of the kind of year they're having. What is it about runners in scoring position that some nights, Michael A. Taylor just hit a home run. Other nights, there they go again, another wasted chance.
You know what? I wish the hitting coach answered that question. Or somebody in the media, somebody in the media asked that question because I don't know if they are. I don't think they panic, no chance. But I think the mentality is different. They'd be like, I think they hurry. Like I have to bring this guy in. Oh man, we didn't score that many runs. I have to. All of a sudden, I have to put your situation like desperate. Desperate to bring this guy in. That's why that's an award. But I don't have the right answer to say it because I'm not there every day with them. I think somebody in the media had to ask the hitting coach. I know the hitting coach don't like to talk too much with the media. I'm a very respectful guy. I like him. Know him for a little while. But to see what's the approach, why people think, what you guys are going for, or what's the deal with men in scoring position? One day everything worked, and the next day they like forgot. I wonder how they're gonna show up today, because that happened every time they score a lot of runs. The next day they shut it down.
We'll see.
But that question had to come from the hitting coach, because even the manager, you have the manager like, we're working on it. We got to be better. We have to bring those guys in. But in the end of the day, as the hitting coach, is not the exactly what's going on, exactly what they think, because they talk to him every day.
Ozzy, Molly and I had a healthy debate yesterday about Kyle Teal, who at AAA was the White Sox minor league player of the month, and shared with reporters that he's taking ground balls at first base. And I think that with a team that struggles to score runs, I made the argument that, bring him up. Let him play for some first base. Let him catch a little. Let him DH a little. Get his bat in the lineup. But I also understand the value of a guy who believes he's a catcher staying down there as long as possible until he's ready to be the everyday catcher. You want to wait until that chance comes up and you give him that opportunity. How would you, as a manager of the White Sox, handle this situation with Kyle Teal, the young prospect who's ready, looks like ready to hit right now?
Wow. They have a tough situation with the catching situation, but it's a nice talk to have. I think I'd love to see this kid playing here pretty soon, sooner than later, to see what he can bring to the table. And I know what I get excited because Erko, he was killing the ball down there. All of a sudden, comes to the big league. I don't think he played bad. I think they unplugged his, they don't give him enough at bat. He got three home runs, but he struck out a lot. But I think, to me personal, I thought they were going to give him a little bit more chance. But I love to see, I love his swing. He can come down here, play DH, play a little bit of first base, play a little bit of a catcher. But the more important for the White Sox and him is to get some at bats. You're not just going to come to the big league and say, you're going to play twice a week. I think he needs to get some at bats to get him going and see what happens. But right now, if this kid coming to a big league, he has to be in the lineup every day.
And I don't argue that, Ozzy. I just wonder if, and I listen, I really love what I've seen from Cuero, the rookie. But is it, are you swapping out one guy for the other? Because it just seems like if you bring up Teal, you're going to have him catch. He needs to catch. I don't like the idea of figuring out if he can play first base at the major league level. I want him to come up and do his job and feel comfortable. And he said, the kid has said, I'm a catcher. That's what I do. You want to let him DH? You want to, you know what I'm saying? I think they ought to maybe swap the two guys out, as much as that seems crazy.
Well, I think that's what I say. You know, this guy got to catch every day. Somebody had to go down and make him as a catcher. They got to be careful. Whoever is going to replace, got to go to the minor league and get some at bats. It can be Lee, it can be Carroll. When they live here, they cannot be standing out here and like, okay, I'm going to be play once in a while, just take batting practice. Whoever that decision is going to make, somebody had to go to the minor league and perform perform down there, because those guys need a bat. Those guys need a bat, and that's a tough situation, because I like to see him catching. You know, we see Carroll struggle right now a little bit at the plate.
Yep.
I hope they continue to give him the leash to see how far he can go. But I can't wait to see these guys playing the big league, because what I saw, we saw more minor league player games than big league. You know, we constantly watching those guys in the minor league. Almost every at bat they have, all people in the channel do a tremendous job to put those guys at bat. We can watch it. But you're right. You're 100% right. When he show up, he got to play every day.
So, Ozzy, Jonathan Cannon was put on the injured list after his last start when he was bad and probably his worst one of the season. Then he revealed afterward that he had some back issues that they kind of were aware of going into that start. How much is it fair to question whether or not he should have been on the mound in the first place, and how significant of a setback do you think that is for him?
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny because I think he looked like a hero. You know, like, wow, you know, I got to try. I got to go to the mound. All of a sudden, nothing worked out for him. Something is like, oh, you should say earlier, because tomorrow we got a little bit of problem on the bullpen. But in the meanwhile, I think I love it. You know, when you have back situation, back problems, okay. And especially low back, then that's going to cure. I think that's a great idea to put in IL and put him, you know, I mean, come back 100% ready, ready enough to compete, continue to compete. I think I love this kid. He's a good pitcher, very competitive. That, I think, is a good idea to give him some rest.
I thought Shane Smith was sensational again yesterday. He's an amazing story. He's had this great year, this Rule 5 pick that taught himself a changeup somehow, and here he is. Was it good to just see him kind of – he had a bad game, and now he's back, and he's had a lot of good games this year.
By the way, I'm very proud of him, because he's bounced back very well. Last two outings, he wasn't good enough. You know, throw strikes. You know, if I know, you know, throw strikes. He bounced back to pretty good. It's a good ball club, good hitting ball club. And I love that. I love when you know, baseball is about making adjustments, try to get better right away, and that's what he did. He find out something about what he need to get done. He got it done, and you know, I mean, I love, you know what, be honest with you, I love anybody in the starting rotation, the ball club, because they compete. You know, obviously they're gonna have bad games like everybody else, but the one thing I love about those guys, they go out and compete and play the, you know, pitch well, give the team a good chance to compete themselves, we cannot complain about all star rotation, because that's the only, I think that maybe a few things, but that's the only thing being more consistent, and one of the best things happened this year for the White Sox.
Great stuff, Oz.
Thanks, Ozzy. Appreciate it,
buddy. See you later.
See you guys.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Hey, we want to let you know right now, you get a chance to win. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line. That's 312-540-0670, and you're going to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
Great opportunity.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. And he's right about the Sox starters. Shane Smith, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I think Adrian Hauser's been good. Sean Burke's been competitive. And I think Jonathan Cannon has been up and down, but you see the stuff that they like a lot. Now he's going to be on the injured list. But those starting pitching has been competitive and representative and given them their best chance to win some games. Probably the strength of this team.
Yeah, I agree with that, David. I'm still kind of confused and slightly annoyed.
Buck Cannon?
Yes.
Should not have been out there.
No. I mean, are you nuts? That's crazy.
Well,
he made
it sound. Ozzie's right.
You know, so we're going to blame him.
He's heroic. He's going out. He's playing through pain, but, you know. Well put.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back. 312-644-6767. Mullion on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Since we like to have fun with the cycle, were you aware you were just a double short?
To be honest, no.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't. I was just, you know, I felt really locked in. I felt like I was swinging at good pitches. I felt like I was putting the ball in play, barreling balls. And honestly, I just wanted to try and have another one. And to be honest, I thought about that running out to in the ninth inning to first base. I thought, yeah, it was a double short.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. Our thanks to the Marquee Network for the audio. That's Taylor McGregor, talking to Michael Bush.
Yeah, Michael Bush had himself a night, three for four.
He, of course, is the part-time first base.
He should be the full-time, and he is a full-time. But you ingest reference a fact that against some left-handers.
Yes.
Like over the weekend, he didn't play the first two games.
That's right.
Against the Reds. Where is Michael Bush? And against Mackenzie Gore tonight?
Play him.
We better not say, where is Michael Bush?
We better not.
Big night for Craig Counsell.
But I know we'll say it. There'll be an exchange of, where is Michael Bush?
Well, if he isn't in the lineup, we're definitely going to say it in their gritted teeth. There's no reason with Kyle Tucker out, if Kyle Tucker is indeed out tonight, as we expect, Michael Bush should play.
He's supposed to be out tonight.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
He might be out for this series,
We know. As long as he's not going on the IL.
He's not going on the IL, but maybe he skips Detroit.
No, he's not going to skip Detroit.
I'm just kidding.
That's a big series, and he's going to play against Skubal on
Skubal, they're going to have to move up.
Friday night. He's not moving up to the Sox.
When the Sox win this bullpen game tonight, and then they...
You think they're going to move up Skubal?
I think A.J. Hinch will be like, humming.
Here come the Sox.
All the best laid plans of mice and men.
No, I don't think so.
Worst of all, it could have been.
I think that Michael Bush will be in the lineup tonight. He could be batting, could bat him fifth again if you want. I think it's interesting to see the lineup construction without Kyle Tucker. Suzuki moved up to two. PCA batted the third spot. We talked about that's one of the spots I don't think he had been until last night. Carson Kelly batted fourth and Michael Bush at fifth. And he came through with a triple. And a homer?
A long-term spot for him, maybe, after they make the terrible decision to let Kyle Tucker leave?
Well, that's not to be determined. That's to be determined.
Let me ask you about. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just trying
but
to...
But it is a topic of conversation.
But here's the first topic of conversation.
Okay, it's a good one.
I'm very curious to get your opinion of this. So Jed Hoyer is having himself a year, right? We talked about... what it means to be in first place on June 1 and how only one team a year ago, Seattle, was in first place in their division and didn't win their division by the end of the year. I'm curious, when you look at what Jed has done thus far, do you feel that an extension, that he has deserved an extension? Will he be back in his role?
Not only do I think he will be back in his role, I think he deserves to be back in his role. And I think that if the Cubs were proactive and smart about this, they would get this done sooner rather than later.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
I think that they need to start talking if they haven't already. And Molly, you know they could have been.
Maybe they already got a deal struck.
And it's
place.
In Tom Ricketts' desk drawer.
Yes.
And all it needs is a signature, or maybe it's already been signed. But I do think that Jed Hoyer...
Maybe Jed has it in his underwear drawer and just hadn't signed it yet.
Well, you know.
Just different drawers.
Different drawers.
You might have that contract.
Well, stay out of their drawers. But I think that's okay. The bottom line is that Jed Hoyer has put together a team that I think warrants an extension. He deserves to stay. This is where he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's the bullpen construction, which you look at some of those guys that they have added, or the player development, or the trade that he made for Kyle Tucker, this has been a roster that he can be proud of.
And if he's going to make significant moves on that roster, shouldn't he have his deal in play? I'm just saying, do you want him going into a trade deadline scenario thinking, oh God, if I make the wrong move, I'm losing my gig? Or do you want him? Do you want that not part of the?
You could look at it the other way. You could look at it. The uncertainty would create a sense of urgency, which would create a very creative approach and an aggressive approach at the deadline. So say if there's an ace that is made to be available, Zach Gallen or somebody like that in Arizona, Merrill Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was referenced yesterday. Or
that'd
maybe it's
nice.
A Bleacher Nation addressed that possibility. But that's there are going to be a lot of names that are out there. But the point being, let's
Chris
stick
Sale.
with this. Hey, if he's dangled, you pounce. But I think to get to your question, which is a really relevant one right now, Jed Hoyer, his security could actually help, you would think, make a statement to Kyle Tucker, Pete Crow Armstrong, guys who you want to negotiate long-term deals with, that this is a stable place to be, and Jed is going nowhere. I think that might be something to keep in mind. Certainly you could use that as justification to going to Jed now. I just don't think there's going to be as much drama or uncertainty about whether or not he is going to walk at the end of this year. I don't think if they let him get to the end of the year, other teams are going to come in, swoop, and take him away. This is his home. His family is here. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I do think that the Cubs and Jed Hoyer, there's mutual reason. There's just a mutual fit here. It makes sense for him to stay.
I was just thinking to myself here, what if he's holding more cards than we think? Maybe I don't like the fact that I feel like I've lost some power. Maybe I got a couple too many people peering over my shoulder.
Maybe my highest paid manager in baseball makes my job a little bit more complicated.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That is such a Sports Talk Radio inclusion of the.
It'd be amusing if it turned out that he had more power and more demands than you think.
Well, in fairness, we don't know. And how many times you say that because. That comment is rooted in experience because you have been around enough times and for long enough examples where that alignment isn't always there between the chief executive and the field manager or coach or skipper, if you will.
Skipper.
Dustin, the skipper.
There he is.
And maybe the skipper. Now, everything from the surface and everything you hear from behind the scenes even is that Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer have a very healthy working relationship. But we also have said in the same breath that Craig Counsell is the most powerful person in that organization.
Yes.
I think we've probably said that a time or two.
Sure.
I wonder how true that would be if Jed Hoyer returns on a new deal that pays him handsomely in the Theo Epstein range.
Well, or if in lieu of money, he wants a little more power. Just give me a little taste of some power. You don't have to give me the money.
Does he strike you as that kind of guy?
No. No,
me
he
either.
Doesn't.
We've known Jed for a long time now.
He's a very fair-minded guy.
He was one of the first big moves that Theo Epstein made, and it was one of the smartest ones that he made.
But I think, I wonder, David, if you feel, I think we both feel the Cubs are in a great position this year. And you mentioned a couple of interesting names of some pitchers that may wind up being available because there are teams that are underperforming. And you get to a point in the season where you kind of come to a conclusion, well, guess what? We're not going to be able to catch somebody, or we're not going to be able, this is not our year. And if there's a guy who's headed out of contract, maybe we should try to get something for him before we have to bid against ourselves for him. So I guess the question I have is, how important is it in terms of Jed or anyone maintaining their job, being satisfied in their job, if you are not all in? And I'm not suggesting that the Cubs are not all in. I think at the beginning of the year, you could conclude that they were taking a wait-and-see approach and were not all in. They didn't try to get the third baseman. They settled for third or fourth or whatever the sweepstakes.
But they did trade for Kyle Tucker and 1 year of Kyle Tucker.
They did that, but they also let your guy, Cody Bellinger, go. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, I know.
But he's not.
And they still
here.
Haven't used the money to my liking.
And we
but I'm not complaining
that.
Because so, they're 16 games over 500.
And you know what? And that's all fine and well. What I'm saying is if you believe this is the year, if you believe that you and Detroit are the two teams left remaining here.
Yeah.
And this is a potential weekend series that will be
a preview,
a precursor to a showdown in the World Series. Then don't you owe it to yourself to make whatever moves you can? And I'm not saying they won't.
They will.
But feel confident?
They will try. I do believe that.
Do you feel he'll try or the money will be cleared and they'll try?
I think both things will be true, and maybe I'm living in a make-believe world of Pollyanna and everything is, rosy. But I do think that when you have an opportunity that the Cubs could have as they face a trade deadline this year, and you look at the Mets and you look at the Dodgers and you look at the National League, and John Heyman has said it several times, the National League is the best league right now. You've got to be ready for October. Right now, the Cubs aren't. They're ready for a season that has been as, that looks like it could be as special as any season since 2016. Mm-hmm. But to get to the 2016 comp, you need another top line starter. You might need another strong, high leverageable pen arm. And I do think that you would be all in because you realize how special it is when you win something like that.
Right.
And you have been there before, Jed Hoyer, and you know what it takes to go out and make an Aroldis Chapman move.
Yes.
So even though you swung and missed on Alex Bregman, you can't change that now. Even though you haven't spent the money on Cody Bellinger, you can stuff that away for later. But you did go out and get Kyle Tucker because you placed the urgency in 2025 because you only got one shot with him.
Okay.
One shot.
But David, did you really go out and take a shot at the third baseman? Do you really? I mean, are you really going to, you know, you finished at best third, if not fourth. Do you consider that a legitimate shot?
I think at that point in time, that's a fair criticism and question. I do think the dynamics are different when you're evaluating how aggressive to be in moves like that when it's the beginning of the season, yes, or maybe the offseason and the middle of a season.
Right.
I think in the back of the Cubs' minds in the spring training or the pursuit of Alex Bregman, they wondered and they wanted to how Matt Shaw would be, and they wanted to give him a chance to prove himself. Okay. Maybe that was what prevented them from being overly aggressive or competitive in the Alex Bregman market. Don't like it, but I think that could have factored in. Now, I don't think that if you know what you need, that you should have anything that stops you from going out and trying to get it. And I don't think finances can be a concern.
You know, I agree with what you're saying. I'm just wondering if everyone does. And I don't mean Jed.
That's a fair question. Because they haven't earned the benefit of the doubt, I think. And Alex Bregman's experience and the fact that his offer was so low, comparatively speaking, makes that cynicism appropriate. Now, we have a texter pointing out, you know what, Aroldis Chapman, he might be available again. That could be the move the Cubs make in 2025 because the Red Sox might want to put him on the market. And wouldn't that be something? Aroldis Chapman, the guy who was so significant in that run to a World Series title, is available again to run it back. That would be fun.
I completely agree. And I hope your read on the situation, I guess I put it this way. I hope that your aggressiveness, that your greed to improve.
Greed is good, Mully.
Is shared.
Greed is good when you're winning.
I just hope everyone feels that way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying I hope you're right.
You just gave me pause because of the Bregman situation, but I do think that you have to approach it that way now that you have proven you're good enough to win the National League.
Well, it's good stuff. All right. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do your job.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That's Tibbs. That's Coach Tom Thibodeau.
He doesn't have a job to do anymore.
He has lost his job.
Yeah.
Because the Knicks didn't do better than the best they've done in 25 years, so he's got to go.
Yeah, and that's, as Brandon Fryer God, points out, down to. His extension, the first year of his new deal, didn't even kick in before he was fired.
Yeah. He's got a 3-year extension for $30 million that will kick in now that they
nice
got to pay him to leave.
James Dolan. I think that's.
They don't care about
it. They don't care about money. I wonder who will be next there. You hear Mike Malone?
Oh,
who?
Charles Oakley.
Charles Oakley. Could be.
they're gonna hire him and then escort him out of the building.
I think Mike Malone makes sense.
Yeah, Mike
Jay
Malone
Wright's
makes sense.
Name has come up as the Nova Knicks.
I mean that's cutesy, but I mean it would be a real mistake for Jay Wright, I think, more than anybody else. But you know, you can't really go back. You can't rekindle some of those relationships that you had when guys were in school. I just don't.
How would you like to be Jalen
Brunson?
See how that
could possibly work.
How would you like to be Jalen Brunson, defending Tom Thibodeau minutes after getting eliminated, and then less than 2 days later, having to face the reality that they fired the guy that you have known since you were a kid?
Did Tibbs have anything to do with any of the moves they made? Is that all?
I've got
GM?
To think that Carl Anthony Towns, defensive liabilities aside, was somebody that Tom Thibodeau welcomed coaching.
See,
or else they don't make that deal, right? You don't trade Julius Randle for Carl Anthony Towns without having your head coach's blessing, do you?
I don't know. I mean, I thought about it the other way. I thought that Tibbs was with the guy to the point where he must have known all the flaws. I kind of was surprised that they made that move, given the way it turned out. What's the other one? Bridges. I mean, did he have anything to do with it? Was that his, hey, let's trade every single draft pick we're ever going to have in the future.
Yeah.
They are so stuck.
They're stuck right now.
And we know teams stuck. And maybe there's one locally that's stuck. But they could be not stuck.
They're keeping
in
their
year.
Coach, though. They're keeping their coach. He's not going anywhere. Billy Donovan's not rumored to be in this Knicks mix, is he?
Did I ever imply that?
He is from Long Island. He's from the same neighborhood as Mike Malone.
That's right. They grew up down
the
street.
Yeah, they grew up down
the
street from each other.
That's right.
A little bit difference in age, obviously, but I don't know. Stay away from Billy Donovan if you're Jim Dolan. Stay away.
Why are you even.
I'm not mentioning it. I just heard it.
Wait. You just gave that breath. Why are we giving it breath?
Because it's New York. If it can happen there, it can happen anywhere. I think that the Knicks will cast a not so wide net. I think they probably have Mike Malone in mind, and it could be a guy that they want to come in there. But is that going to work? Aren't they going to be talking all offseason now on what superstar they need to add to the mix and what they can do without Tom Thibodeau? And he could only go so far because he ran his players into the ground yet again. The Dustin Rhodes theory about what happened in New York
again.
What was that?
Again, what? How about some more names, though, in all seriousness?
Okay.
Rick Brunson is an assistant.
Oh, wow.
On that,
that might,
staff.
That might make the player happy.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that he ran him out by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, gosh, no.
Not a chance. But I'm just saying, I wonder if that's even, like, a factor. And how about this one? Because part of this is having to deal with the New York market.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Hurley.
That's been rumored before.
But better than Jay Wright.
I like the sizzle of
better than Jay Wright.
More than the substance.
Would his wife go along with it?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, he'd just have to drive over a bridge.
He'd be burned out and probably run out by February.
Yeah.
That guy coaching.
Great drama for us, though.
It'd be great drama.
I mean, he'd be thrown out of the first six games he coached.
Yeah, I just don't like the way Tom Thibodeau was treated yet again. 10 years after he was treated similarly, been fired in Chicago. This is a guy that's always been accused of not being able to get his team to the final level, and Dustin has the numbers, and they are convincing.
Hey,
but I would hire him.
But they literally just did the best they've done in 25 years, and they beat the defending champions along the way. I'm just
saying. Make history, like, and then make tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that work?
It is like, I don't understand how this makes you better.
It doesn't.
All of their financial issues in terms of the players that they've invested in and the limited number of guys that they have, that none of that changes because you fire the coach.
I agree. Now, Matt says, and I think I'd have to check this out, but it could be true. Billy Donovan is the third longest tenured NBA head coach.
Makes sense.
Wow.
New York, big city of dreams.
New York,
but
New York.
But everything in New York isn't exactly as it seems. Too much. Too many people. Too much. Ha, 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 ha. Like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder. Mully and Haw, we will be back with Bruce. On Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.